Sorry. I work tomorrow. Okay, hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Wandavian Wizard Gang D&D Live Play Podcast. We've got a better mic. We have a Twitter, a Discord. What else do we have? That's it.
Twitter, Discord.
Podcasts are available on all, like, streaming services.
Oh, yeah, podcasts are available on, like, almost everything, except for, like, weird bootleg websites, which they wouldn't usually be available in. We're gonna start with doing a thing involving, you know, Alistair's issue, but he just went upstairs.
We don't really need to because he's dead, technically, but...
I'm dead.
Yeah, we're gonna... we're gonna work around it, so I've got a thing prepared.
We should also point out that two of our players are missing and we replaced them.
Oh yeah, that's a big thing.
Some people don't like to show up.
Loikrin is going to be Jackson.
My little brother.
And then, so that's Ezra turns Jackson. And then Caleb couldn't show up because he has a disease.
He's got strep throat. Oh, those drugs? Hell yeah.
Really? Anyway. So, yeah, we're going to start out with you, Jacob, after you're done taking your pills, I guess.
It is water time.
There we go. Okay, so, Jacob.
Yes.
As you're, like, so, after a couple of medicine checks, you begin to, like, start waking up just to see Peyton hit you in the skull with the board, as you know, last time. And you go to, like, you just kind of knock out, and you wake back up, and you're just kind of this, like, white, purely white dimension. And above you, like, just kind of this omnipotent voice you just hear. Alistair, I have a mission for you. And in front of you is going to appear this kind of, it's like a lute, except for the edges of it are an axe. And it's like, it's painted red. There is a mage in the area I need you to take care of, but you must use this weapon and only this weapon for hitting people. And so, like, what are you going to do? This is going to start floating towards you. You're gonna take it, and yeah, right after that, just blinding flashing light, and then you're gonna just you're gonna throw back your head, but it's kind of difficult right now. Peyton, while you're holding the bag, you just feel it pulsing. All the guards are all gone. All
right,
just,
what's going on? Yeah, throw the bag.
Really?
No.
Yeah, so what do you do? You're back to full health, and in front, like, clutched in your hands really tightly is this, like, red, It has a great axe stat block, and it's a +2 weapon.
Boy, put the weapon down. I don't know if you're...
He's in the bag.
I can see him poking out of the bag.
Yeah, sure, okay. Jackson, we should explain this. So you guys...
Recap just... time.
Oh, yeah, I'll recap as well. So, the party, they started in a bar. They were talking to a friend, Bolo something.
Barkeep?
Yeah, no, Durnan is a barkeep.
We're trying to find someone.
They're trying to find someone named Floon Blagmar.
Right. I want myself
and so,
some Floon.
After looking around a bit, they found this warehouse, which they're in right now. And you guys just got done, killing a few of these, like, bird people. Right now, you know Floon has been taken by the Xanathar Guild. Yeah. So, and there's also a gang war in between the Xanathar Guild and the Black Network. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this means stairs. Oh, yeah, we also got a mat, which we can draw on. I should probably mention that. So, I'm right now illustrating them to the warehouse. Not really, like, what it is exactly, but... Yeah. You guys gonna do anything?
Let's go upstairs, my brutus.
Okay, you guys gonna go upstairs. Oh yeah, you already went upstairs and looted upstairs.
I got 2 health potions from it.
Yes, you did.
Let me drink.
Jacob, yeah, you're alive at full health.
Okay, let's go.
Just gonna let's meet a drunk.
Sketchily.
This course is strewn about. You know.
Where the frig is my paper? I'm mentally retarded. Okay.
James. No, but seriously,
brother,
I took a bunch of notes last time. And
I'm
paper.
Going to fight someone.
I will
just
fight
one
you.
Word, Xanathar.
Let's meet drunk.
I just wrote that. Right
now. No. How much health do you have?
Okay, so,
I have 6. I'm
at the beginning,
12.
Weren't we supposed to choose people that were, like, our friends or whatever?
Yeah, you go back to those guys?
I have, what's my health?
No, I can't remember which one. It was, like, a chick that was, like, a
you
bard.
Have 2.
I don't remember the name. I had it written down.
I've got it. You got the name written down?
No.
Or did you have, like, bar chick written down?
I didn't have it. I had it on the other sheet written down, but now I don't know where it went. We should set someone flying up. It's like they
I know, I'm looking
at bar tender or whatever.
Nine book arena. Yes.
Let me drunk a health potion.
I am lending
the big glug.
Him elf potion.
Okay, so you're handing him a health potion?
I'm handing Peyton a health potion.
2d4s.
Yeah, 2d4 plus something.
2.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
1.
Isn't it 1d4 plus, 4?
Yeah, we agreed on either 2d4 or 1d4 plus 4. So, we'll just say you healed 6. Yeah. Isn't the thing 1d4 plus 4 allows more base health? Okay, so, Jane, you guys are out of initiative right now.
Alright.
You're all sitting around. Jacob is alive.
So, question for you then.
I don't know that chick's name.
What's up?
I told you about my amazing plan before. Are the bodies still there?
Yep.
Could I, like, investigate, like, just see what's up with them?
Sure. Roll for investigation.
How much do...
13 plus 5, so 18.
Okay, so you're gonna look around and you can see very obviously that this was kind of, they were looking for something, the people who are coming into here. The bodies are kind of the black network are kind of towards one half and the rest of them are kind of defending. You can tell that the black network was trying to take the hostage.
Can I go upstairs and try to find anything that would get us on the right track to finding
I already
you guys can leave the building though.
But upstairs, we haven't really done anything upstairs.
He looted upstairs.
I
looted upstairs and got.
Hey, sure, go upstairs.
Yeah.
So I rolled a nat 20. Go upstairs. Okay.
Okay.
He's in it somewhere now.
Pencil?
Yeah.
I'm guessing the
oh, Jesus. Sorry, I grabbed the mic.
People don't have any loot on their bodies.
No, nothing of
it's
notice.
Just basic.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of loot.
Yeah, it's like most enemies are supposed to have loot on their bodies.
I have a book for this now.
You're discern.
What do you have a book for? He wants to have a book.
There's a lot of notes that you're going to need to take
away. Ow, I just stabbed myself with the balls.
Impressive.
Really, dude. Stupid. Okay, you get a gemstone. It doesn't look too useful, but it's looks pretty nice.
Aw, that hurt.
That's your fault.
Do I start with that, the black obsidian shard thing?
Yeah, it doesn't have any actual use, does it?
You're a black obsidian shard thing.
Shut up, Will.
It doesn't have any use, it's just there.
I'll stop talking, okay?
Not that we know
of. Most of them have those tattoo things on them.
About half of them have.
But they're birds.
No,
I'm a bird.
They just paint
there's
their
two
feathers.
Different groups of people.
Oh, two. There was
there's
humans and birds.
Kind?
Yeah,
humans in the fight.
Well, yeah. No, when we walked in, there
I thought
was
they were
dead
all
humans.
Birds.
No, there's
yeah.
humans.
No,
and
we
birds,
walked in. There was dead people. I discovered that when I rolled investigation for it.
No, no, yeah, like you knew there was dead people, but like
so the people we fought,
yeah.
I killed my own kind.
No, you didn't. Oh yeah, Lyle changed his character to what's your name?
He's a fighter now.
I am Erwin Sickle.
He's Erwin Sickle, Aircrocker fighter. A rogue, aren't you a rogue?
Yeah, I'm a rogue.
Oh my. Why'd you tell me fighter then?
Because I didn't know
I said
other
fighter.
Classes.
I accidentally said fighter.
Oh. Yeah, so Eric Rocker Rogue.
He changed his class to the Luthen, his old character sheet. Plus,
we didn't really
we
he
need
didn't
a Carmax employee. You can already tell it's a joke character.
Yeah.
Carmax
so,
employees.
We fixed it.
I wanted my name to be Erwin Carmax, but I guess not.
No. Because it's stupid. Okay,
Carmax.
Carmax.
Yeah, so this is kind of how the area looks. You don't know what's going on over here, but
I might have allowed that. I don't know.
Can I look for any secrets, like
around,
items?
I don't know what you mean by that. Yeah, I
or like secret entrances or something. I don't know.
Oh,
okay.
I don't have my movement on this character.
Sure. So just roll for investigation. Like, where are you gonna be looking around?
Well, like that, I guess.
What's my best?
What do you mean?
Well, I walked in, so like I'm just gonna.
You
try to look.
Oh, you're gonna like walk around the perimeter of the room, search the boxes.
Yeah, walk around the perimeter what? Of the room
oh
looking
God.
For stuff.
Oh
okay,
God.
Roll for investigation.
I have -1 to this.
Okay. You find nothing.
12.
I Yeah, so you look around, you can see that the place has already been looted through by Lyle. Yeah, there's a door, you see. It's not secret, though. It's just an obviously looking door.
I want to go through the door.
Good. Sorry. As you, like, open this door, it looks pretty rickety and old. A few rats are going to skitter by.
Stompy, stompy.
Yeah. Mounted above each office door is a steel alarm bell. Yeah.
Like we're just sitting down in that room, like, unaware of anything that's going on upstairs.
You probably should have, I probably should look for traps.
Is that guy still with us?
I mean, like, you know how you said there's an alarm bell? Yeah. I probably should, like, not
be there's it's a silver alarm bell, and there's, like, a string hanging down through it. And kind of as you open the door, it's gonna, like, ring gently.
Is that guy still with us, the other noble?
Can I reach up and take... Okay. So you know how in a bell there's got, like, the little ding thing?
Yeah, it's connected.
I want to grab that and just pull it off.
That's... Why?
So it doesn't make any more noise?
It's already made noise by when you open the door.
I still want to take it off anyways.
It's not worth anything.
I just want to break it.
Like, sure.
What's your alignment?
So you're just... Yeah.
Yeah, are you, like, chaotic?
He's lawful good.
You can't do that,
though. No, you can do it. It just doesn't make any role-playing sense. Yeah. I'm going to draw you the rest of the room. Okay, give me a second.
In the meantime,
we're still in the warehouse. Like, are we in a room connected to the warehouse?
You guys are... So, along the side of the wall, there's this lever. Why don't you, like, be more descriptive with your words, Peyton?
I want to know what... Why is there...
There's this lever just kind of... it's used for moving the boxes around the storage house. It's a big... Kind of like crane. Physical thing.
Can I check up on how I was there?
Sure, yeah, he's alive.
Alright. I'm just verifying.
Okay, so what are you going to say to him?
I'm tiny boy.
I don't know, I want to scan over his body so if I can see, like, was he fully healed after that?
Yeah, he's like, his eyes have nothing ever happened.
Okay, because I want to check over him to see if there's any scratches or anything that showed he was even in the fight.
What are you going
to
do about that?
What are you doing? No, I'm gonna ask him what he's doing, because he's, walking up to me, looking at me.
I'm, like, forcibly grabbing him, like,
moving around. Like, what are you doing?
I'm checking to see if there's any wounds or anything. 10 seconds ago, you were on the floor dying and convulsing in blood.
In my bag, you mean?
Peyton, in this room, there's just more offices.
Why was he in a bag?
Is there any, like, desks?
Good question.
There's a few
desks and stuff.
Can I just walk around the room?
They're all open and, like, cracked and scratched.
Oh, so there's nothing in any of them?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
I just want to start looking through all the drawers I can see.
Okay. Yeah, so there's nothing in them. A few of them, as you open them, the just hand flies right off.
Does anything look out of place? Like, something new fixed up in there, other than a broken down one?
No, they're just it's just a regular office. There's some papers lined about, some involving, like, transactions.
Well, can I walk boop around the corner?
Into the other office? It's just another office. There's nothing very particularly interesting.
Anything
about
that looks not dusty? Because it's just an old office, there should be dust on
it. It's just an old office. There's dust all over it. Papers torn.
Okay.
It's already been looked through by probably the guards who've been in here for a while.
Can I look for any secret anything? Like, you know how, like, there's, like, buttons of tiny lover? Is there a bookcase?
There's no bookcases, no. It's just, like, desks.
I have a fake D20,
so.
I just realized that.
Kinda.
Can I start moving the desks away from the wall?
Sure. So, as you grab these desks and pull, you just peel the top right off. They're not even glued to the floor. They're just, not only are they poorly built, but they've been here for a really long time. And they're just breaking, just creating a mess.
There's something that we have to do in this room, but I'm just too stupid to realize it.
Maybe it's literally just an office.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Nothing is ever there for no reason.
That's D&D. That's D&D, my dude.
If we have to go somewhere.
Can I try to read some of the papers to try to figure out what was in this place?
How'd you get in here? You followed him?
Yeah, I was following him. That's why I said, is the room like that?
I just wander around the room in circles for no reason at all.
You're just walking around the room? The storage area. Yeah, there's tables and stuff. So, Alistair, as you like, as you look at these papers, you see that it's obviously just kind of like to and from papers, this many crates to this much stuff back, and then how much money was made each time. It doesn't seem very impressive, just some average stuff.
Wait, are they all going to the same place?
No, they're just, it's just a docking port.
So it's just kind of like a post office type thing.
Yeah, kind of like that, I guess you could say.
Is there, so you know how it's supposed to be old and there should be dust in there, right? Can I look for anything that just looks not dusty and almost cleanish?
No, the room is averagely dusty. There's nothing in particular that's interesting about it.
Underneath the stairs.
There's someone in this room.
I almost died.
Actually, if you could use big, small beast to talk to the rats.
I almost died. It was in his bag.
Yeah.
You still have to ask him about why he was in your in his bag, by the way.
Yeah, why did you put me in your bag?
I was gonna bring you somewhere so that you could get, like, healed.
Right. Okay, can you please pass me a water bottle? Thanks, my dude.
Yeah, Jackson, that's your thing.
Yeah, Peyton, it's just, it looks like an old office. So it's nothing too
particular. It looks like. Looks.
Well, like,
that's
I'm not,
the key word, why
would
looks.
Okay, why would I just tell you things without you putting any effort into them?
I'm trying to put effort.
Because
there's
nothing to find.
There's nothing in this room.
There's some rooms.
Literally. Pick up.
Is there any other rooms attached?
There's nothing in this room.
Is there any other rooms attached?
Can I speak with small beast and...
Yeah. Oh, the rats?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh,
ask him what happened.
Roll for perception to see if you can find the rats.
What do? You roll this d20. Okay.
Rats.
So
roll
this. You're gonna go upstairs.
What? Okay. 8 plus, you said perception, so you had plus 2 then. So you got a 10.
So you're gonna go up the stairs and look for the rats?
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna make a roll for stealth. So as you like look around in the corner, there's three rats
me.
Just sitting there.
Dream, this is me.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they're just sitting in the corner. What do you want to say to them?
Who brought the hostage in here?
The rats just kind of chitter at you, and you understand it as kind of like, I don't know what the heck is going on. Just there's lots of noise, and I'm scared.
Ask him if there's any areas.
No,
that...
it's metagaming.
I know, I guess.
What do you wish to do? They're scared, and no, they're just scared. They don't know what's going on.
They're scared, and they're scared.
You should upstairs.
You should like ask them if they're like.
Go follow
you can't tell them to ask
doing.
Him anything. That's all Jackson right now.
Right?
No, I'm saying he's his first time playing the game.
I know.
He's
I'm
taking
walk,
over
I'm
characters.
I'm gonna walk behind him, tap him on the shoulder, and say, "What's the
secrets in this
game?
Is there anything secret here?"
More chittering follows. Is I'm a rat. What?
And I'm gonna walk behind. I'm gonna walk behind him and then tap him on the shoulder and say, "Why did you leave for no reason?" You just see me standing behind him, a bird. Well, I'm a bird man.
So you feel like feathers like brush your shoulder and you turn around.
Bird.
A bird boy. Oh. I'm literally one of the people we just fought.
No, you're not. Those were Kaneku. They're raven people.
I'm still a bird.
Bird is the word.
Still part of the avian species.
Nerd. Ha.
You guys are look. You guys look for food.
You are overestimating our intelligence here.
Is there any other rooms in this building?
No, you've seen all the offices.
So I say, as a consensus, we just leave.
Yeah, can we leave?
Yeah, you're just gonna go around. Hey guys, let's get out of here.
There is still stuff that we have to do here,
yeah,
but we're too stupid.
You guys can all leave except for Peyton, leaving him behind because he's still just gonna be like going mad over absolutely nothing.
What buildings are there around?
Can I take a sample? Okay. I want to take a sample of one of the feathers.
What's
sure.
with the crane?
Man.
Can I like go over to the crane?
Okay, so I'm gonna let Peyton play around, I guess. So Peyton, you're gonna leave the office area and go to the crane.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the crane.
Okay,
I want to see where it's connected to.
It's
like
just connect. It's connected to like this overhang that just is planted into the ground.
What?
Are you okay?
I think he's having a stroke.
He's just sitting with his hands.
Are you
on
having
his head?
A brain aneurysm?
Is there anything that you can like control the crane with?
The crane is usually used by it's like old. This is like fantasy, dude. So you just put the crane like under like a crate, you assume, and then you just use it to like move stuff using like a couple of like spinning levers.
Those rope crane.
It's a rope crane.
Okay. Yeah, but we don't have any other leads to find the guy we're supposed to be looking for.
You have...
What buildings are there around?
Yeah, you have all the people you talked to beforehand. You have the people in the bar.
He's a nice
Yeah, but all of those led to here.
You can just look around for him.
I look around for the guy.
No, I meant like not in this... Oh yeah, sure, roll for perception.
Like he's in the back corner.
19 plus no. 0. I roll.
After a thorough search, you find out that there's absolutely nothing to do with this room. It has no secrets, it has no leads, it is just a room.
Fine, I get my way back to the group.
Okay,
it's
so...
called a filler.
So, Peyton, as you, like, walk back in the street, the party just sees your eyes are, like, dark and black over the amount of time you spent trying to
pet them. York!
What the heck is going on?
Ask him if you could pet them.
This is
Hey, Alex, can I pet the rats and then...
You're
gonna
go...
No, I'm
I own this one. Shut up!
You guys are gonna go... You're gonna go back into the building to pet the rats?
Very, very gently. And ask them...
They're petting them.
Sure, man. So you're gonna tell everybody else?
Rat time.
I'm gonna suit the rats
okay.
And I'm gonna pet them.
Please, you're What's gonna go
right
back
up?
To the building.
Let's rat up, boys.
You're gonna bring it. So, guys, you're gonna see Jackson go right back into the building. What are you guys gonna do?
I'm gonna follow him.
Okay.
I'm gonna turn around and ask what he's doing.
Okay. I'm gonna sit Jackson. Outside on like.
I'm gonna follow the him very, very slowly.
With your hands clutched in your head.
What are you doing?
I'm just.
I yelled at you. What are you doing?
5 feet behind him because he's just sitting in the corner all by himself.
No. Like, if I were to ask you what you were doing, what would you say you were doing?
Like you spent 2 hours in this building, you run outside, he's like,
I'm going
run
back
right
in.
Back in.
I ain't done yet. My time to shine. Okay.
Okay, well, I'd understand that.
So, you're gonna walk back to these rats. I'll roll for animal handling to calm them down.
My D20 is gone.
That's mine. 10.
10.
Plus.
2.
12.
Okay, so I guess you're gonna calm down the rats.
The rat's just like...
How many times can you speak with animals? Is that just like at will?
Yeah, at will. Bottom right ability.
I'm petting a rat.
You can only communicate simple ideas, bruh. Okay, what's a simple idea you can communicate to the rat? Like emotions or like a feeling?
Follow.
Chill.
Chill, bro.
I let Jackson roll my D20, now I lost my D20.
Calm.
Just calm down. So I guess the rats are calm now. They're quite calm.
Let's bring them with us as pets.
What happened to hostage?
That's not a simple idea. So the rat is just gonna like
gone.
His eyes are just gonna go beady and stare at you. Like, yeah.
Where bad man go?
That's how's a rat supposed to understand that guy?
Tattoo people? Yes, no.
No, what guys? Okay, here's the difference between a simple idea and then just not using very good communication skills.
No. You don't. You just use only the words that are necessary, like tattoo people. Yeah, people with tattoos.
No.
Where'd they go?
It's a simple
we're
idea.
To rats.
You guys are talking to rats. The rats don't know anything.
Jaden, give me one of those.
No one knows anything.
Drug.
What?
Give me a cupcake.
That's wow. There is.
Soft
Where
cupcake.
Drug?
There's no drugs.
Where piss?
Where did my D20 go?
Thanks,
that's
fam.
That's not a simple idea.
Jackson.
Okay.
There's a cupcake.
You guys just gonna... You guys just leave the building, you know?
Have you eaten anything today is what I'm saying.
We have literally nowhere to go. We don't know
You
where
can just
go.
Look around for him.
I want to look around for any more signs of a scuffle.
Well, roll for investigation.
Are you autistic? Is that why you're still in there?
Oh, what do you
Nat
know?
20.
So, like, how are you going to conduct your search?
Anywhere around the building, like the sides and the back.
So as you're, like, walking around, right? You're just gonna see, you don't know how you're doing this, but you just see, like, bits of just, you can tell that something's going on. And as you just walk down, you go behind a back alleyway, and there's a sewer grate in the ground. And you can tell, it's got a yellow, kind of parallelogram, like, diamond shape, with a eye in the center of it.
I don't feel comfortable going into that
grate
hole.
Alright, so I'm just gonna grab the grate and just...
Yeet it up, roll for strength.
Where can you communicate with this? Oh, God.
Okay, so wait. Can I do something before he does this?
Yeah. So you're going to take the grade
15.
Off. You're going to take the grade off.
With is there any other buildings or maybe like bystanders around the building?
Yeah, there's not bystanders around the building, but you know
we
that...
We found our answer. We don't need to do anything
you can
else.
Perhaps... you can perhaps... You want to say you want to like look around and talk to people?
Yeah, just to ask if they
well,
first, know
hey,
who
would
came
you like to communicate?
Yeah, I want to go back to the... Hey, guys, I found a grate, and I'm just still holding the grate.
Let's go.
Why are you guys looking at me? You,
into the sewer, guys.
How do you react?
How much should I put the grate down, then we'll go?
No, we gotta put it back when we
I'm
go
gonna
in.
Ask if anyone knows what that symbol on it is.
It's the symbol of the guys we just
You can
killed.
Make an intelligence check.
I can roll, like, something for you if you want me to, because you asked.
You can make an intelligence
check. Yeah.
What kind of check can you make?
You know, he would roll it. Right. Ask
what
them.
What kind of check are you making, Jin?
I don't know, probably investigation or something to see what the symbol is.
Yeah, because I asked them.
Make a history check.
It's literally on the guys that we found.
14 plus.
Well, he asked the question, so.
That's what I'm telling him.
19.
Yo, saucer.
So you can tell that this is a very, like, it's been in Waterdeep for a while. Also, can I have some munchies? It's been, this symbol has been in Waterdeep for a very long time. You recognize it as the Xanatar Guild. It's the symbol of a beholder.
Stop eating chips while talking.
I was about to say, if it was just a beholder lives down there.
Wait, we need to go down there. Because that's who we're looking
Let's
for.
Let's go!
Exploration.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, then, wait, okay, so.
Into the sewers,
okay.
Like TMNT.
No, you don't know. Okay, so let's just
that
go.
Pizza and stealing weed.
You're also, like, really far away, Peyton.
What?
You're really far away.
Alright, don't actually touch me, Lyle.
You're really far away.
Just go, like, get a chair or something, dude. I'll show your flies open.
No, it's not.
Ow!
So, everyone okay with going down the sewers?
Yeah.
Take
the chips. I'm
gonna
have
some.
They're
my
Give
chips.
Give me
Alex
the munchies.
I have a bowl.
Can
I have a bowl?
Not my bowl.
No.
Right. Give me a bowl too. Get everyone a bowl.
Yeah.
Some. Okay, I'll wait till Jake comes back.
I want to light a torch and go for. Actually, wait. I don't want a torch. It's probably that thing.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Everyone with dark vision goes
I'll
first.
I'll go
first.
What is
dark vision?
I have dark vision. I can see.
Is everyone here of dark vision? What are you?
I don't know. I'm changing. I don't know if I have dark vision.
Do I have dark
no, you
vision?
Don't.
I'm Akaroko.
Yeah, you don't have dark vision.
Do I have dark vision?
What do you?
I'm a bird boy.
Oh yeah, you do.
So I go first, but.
Okay, so he's a rogue. So he's gonna say. What are you gonna say to your team?
I say I go first, or you get the clap.
I don't think you're gonna want to say that to the 7-foot-tall dragonborn that can breathe on you and you die.
I can fly.
I can literally breathe on you and you die.
Okay, there's only like 3 bowls left,
okay.
So spread them out equally.
You know what I'm gonna say?
I can turn into a Goliath.
I'm gonna go first. If you object, you object. I guess. Oh, nice job.
Nice job.
I'm the one who brought the puppy.
No!
I dropped chips everywhere! We have a crisis! There's chips everywhere!
No!
I'm an idiot! What have you done, Alex? Alex! Oh, Alex, can you hand me my phone, please?
No.
What, Jin?
You got a chip on your leg.
You know what's going on, Jin, right?
What?
He insists he goes first. Lol.
True.
I mean, if you die first, that's not a problem, then.
Alex. Can you put the bag over here? Because me and Lyle don't have bowls.
124 black.
Fill your bowl.
Or as I like to call it.
And then give it back.
Can you say?
I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
So, weird thing about Ray of Frost. Okay. Ray of Frost. I always figured it was like a bright type ice. Like.
No,
is
dark.
It just straight? Okay, I'm just curious.
It's pretty dark.
I was. What's
your... I always thought it was just like a clearer looking.
No,
like
it's like a dark blue.
So you know how like in Frozen, she literally shoots out like a kind of.
Who's why are we comparing D&D to Frozen?
Because they
have
both use ice magic.
Shut up. Yep. Do you guys want to go down the sewers?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll
make a Jackson grab his phone so I can show a picture or something.
Okay, so.
I'll do it online. But like,
you guys go down this ladder and it just stinks. Big poopy smell. Yeah, it's muddy.
Is there a gamer girl
pee? Shut up.
It's like, yeah, it's really musty and gross. There's like, there's sides on the side of the water, but not enough for all of you to stand on. Yeah.
I'm just gonna step into the water.
Yeah, it's pretty dark also.
I light a torch.
That's why.
Don't you have dark vision?
Dragon ones do not have dark vision.
Okay, you light a torch, it lasts like an hour.
I'm gonna put us all together since we're all going to the same place.
Yeah.
And I'm in front.
I don't know, we have a torch now, so you're not needed.
I'm still in front.
Yeah, he's still in front. Okay, so yeah, the sewer goes on.
I say we walk
in both directions. It doesn't really matter what direction you walk.
Can I look for that symbol anywhere again?
There's one on the north side.
Like where?
Like, it's like on the wall.
Is there any other tunnels that lead off?
Does it look
off?
Like it's any pointing anywhere, signifying?
No, it's just you can tell that it's like if you were to look on the look at the ladder, it'd be on the left side. Yeah.
Is there any other like hallways?
It's made out of chalk.
So does chalk and grass look like this? I'm just curious. Does it look like that?
He's showing me a picture of he searched up electric hands.
Shut up.
Wait, let me, yeah, let me see it. Jane, right. Let me see it.
Can I use that instead of a torch?
Jane, let me see it.
It's not that bright, Jane.
Let me see.
I never said it had to be bright. I just like asked if I can use it as a torch.
No.
Oh. I never asked for an effective torch.
Do you have a sword?
Shouldn't there be another like?
No, because I was gonna say you could just electrocute your sword and it would glow.
Is it only on one side the pathway?
The pathway is on both sides, but so the pathway is on both sides, but the symbol is kind of like hinting in like one direction.
So we all should be on this side then.
Yeah, you still get wet when you stand on it though. It's not very thick.
Alright, so
shut up, Lyle.
Wait. Let's go this way.
So you're gonna head towards the
Let's go towards the symbol.
Okay.
I'm on this side.
In the direction
because
the symbol is.
Yeah, so
that side, if you get clapped, it's your fault. Mm.
Do I see anything along this side?
Yeah, you do. that's what we were talking
about. No, this is that side. This is a different side.
No, there's nothing on that side. It's just another pathway. So, you guys walk.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
You guys walk for about 30 minutes-ish, maybe an hour. You guys don't really know. And you come along this. The main sewer tunnel expands into a circular hub with a pair of arrow slits carved into its outer walls, directly across from each other. Two passages continue on the north and south. A stone door is set into the back wall of a stone ledge to the west.
Let's silently try to sneakily open the door.
Can I look inside the arrow slits?
Can I roll for stealth to open the door?
What?
Can I look inside the arrow slits? See if anyone's in there.
You want to, like, make a perception check. Actually, no, I'm not going to make you. So when you look inside these arrows and you just see a goblin with a bow kind of like laid across his chest and he's just sleeping.
Oh, slits in the.
Yeah.
Let's not fight him.
Yo, wait. Yeah, I speak goblin. Should I like try to talk to him?
No, he's going to alert everybody else.
Should be like, yo, what you doing?
Can I silently kill him?
Not through the arrow slit. What are you on?
Shoot.
I have a bow.
You can't shoot through an arrow slit when you're on the other side.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Bruh.
You just, there has to be a hole in the.
He gets 3/4 cover, but sure.
I mean, you can just put the bow like.
I guess roll for a hit, Lyle.
I don't know if I want to do this. I'm doing it.
Okay. You miss and you wake him up, you better not come crawling to me.
Because you won't be able to.
I won't. I
let's
I
not
miss.
Shoot the goblin and okay. Let's try to be stealthy. Okay.
So
stealthy, so we're not shooting him.
Okay. Hey, can someone soft me my phone?
No.
I don't know where it is. Alex.
Shake up.
that thing to actually work out, or
is
it longer storage?
That'll work, though.
Oh, it's like a little gym.
Yo, that's people. Exactly what it is. Wait a second. Okay.
We're just sitting here quietly. Let's talk about something so we're not sitting here for like 2 minutes doing nothing.
Make sure to watch all the other podcasts.
Yeah.
All their.
Is there anything else we can plug?
What were you guys doing?
We were just plugging stuff.
You already plugged all the stuff.
Follow the Twitter, join the Discord.
The Discord is in the description.
And we will create an Instagram.
Why?
No.
No Instagram.
Oh, well, I'm wrong. Don't listen to me. I'm useless.
Instagram for popular kids.
Okay, so there's like a door, steel door.
Can I try to silently open it?
Can I do that? I have like a plus three cell.
Fine, Lyle can do it since he's got plus three cell.
What is my? I have plus two cell.
You guys don't have to make a check.
Wait.
Oh, then I'll just silently open it.
Yeah. Wait, I have high charisma. Could I just talk to the goblin?
He's sleeping.
Yeah, I have high charisma, though.
But imagine, like, there's just five people, like, they're all just, like, no one is just regular height, and they're just trying to talk to you through an arrow, so, and you just wake up, and you're like...
How about I morph myself into
weapons.
A goblin,
all have
and
weapons.
Then I start speaking goblin.
Okay, so, you...
That could work.
I'm letting Peyton do his thing first. So, Peyton, as you open this door, you see a right turn that goes about 20 feet.
I want to check for traps.
Roll for perception.
Jackson wants one, whether he says he doesn't or not.
Yeah, Jackson, you're going to eat a cupcake.
I've had, I think, four.
You're going to eat the cupcake. You have?
Eats the cupcake.
I get plus zero to perception.
Oh my God, thank you!
When you had...
14.
Who wants
the
there's no traps
this
in here.
There's what?
Disrespect.
I've
had
three
of them.
Am I? Do I know there's no traps?
I would have four, though.
Like there's no traps.
How many cupcakes have I had
all
up?
Does it look like?
I've had two.
Alright, so I want to try to, like, stealthily walk
have you had?
Down the hallway.
What?
How many cupcakes?
I've had one. I don't want any more, though.
Can okay. I stick my head in farther and try to look down the other way?
There's no other way. Look at the map.
Okay, so I want to try to, like, just kind of make as little sound as possible as I walk through here and stop right here and just kind of look around the corner.
Okay, Mike, can you, like, be more specific and stop right before the door?
Yeah, I want to stop right,
saying right here.
I'm going to stop right before the door again.
Okay.
In that case...
Okay, yeah. You're good.
This might sound weird, but is it weird that I know what a beholder is due to enter the dungeon?
I know what a beholder is.
What's a beholder?
Don't even... Can we not have this conversation right now?
Alright, so I want to try to, like, from where I'm sitting...
There's another door in front of you.
Yeah, I know, but from where I'm sitting, like, kind of push the door in and look like this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to kind of lean over and put my hand at the door and slowly push it over as I kind of peek in.
Okay, 1 second, I'm getting step
did you hear that podcast?
Oh, good. God.
What, you guys think we're going to have a whole episode without any sort of enemies?
I have no idea.
Excuse me?
What?
We've had an entire episode of enemies.
Yeah.
So it won't be too bad.
So. If you guys make any attempt to, like, look at what I'm looking at and stuff, that's just not very nice of you.
Jacob.
No.
I have a plan.
I'm gonna have a lunch.
Okay. Can someone tell me whenever they're done so I can do my thing?
I have a plan to do something, and it's the best thing I
have a better plan.
No, this is a better plan.
You ever heard the song called Don't Split the Party?
Yeah, you just don't split the party.
Note the fact we split the party.
We haven't split the party. You guys are like just outside.
Peyton just insisted that he goes ahead.
Yeah.
He's just around the corner.
I'm gonna let them do stuff first. Okay, what are you guys doing? CC Peyton just kind of like creep along.
Okay, so can I morph into like a goblin? And then, like,
yeah, sure.
Speak goblin to the goblin with my charisma.
Because you don't know the goblin. You don't know
you guys
goblin.
Better, like, get out of view.
Goblin.
First.
Goblin.
Oh, you actually know goblin?
I speak goblin.
What the frick?
Okay.
Alright, you got
your boy
you
knows
better,
the
like,
goblin.
Get out of view of the goblin so that he's not like.
I'm gonna follow.
Just like there's just one goblin and everybody else is.
Can I roll for stealth?
Yeah, y'all go around the corner with Peyton.
No. Alex, I'm following Peyton.
Okay, So you're right behind Peyton.
I'm the stabby dude.
Yep.
Is Peyton on behind him?
Yeah.
Okay. I have an excellent plan, so nobody go, like, try to push the door open.
Jen, your turn.
I want to roll for stealth in case it goes wrong. I can help.
Oh, so you're going to try to hide.
I'm gonna act.
Yeah.
It's great.
Bad news, I didn't hide.
Yeah, since you're not trying to actively hide from someone.
What do you look like?
I mean, you could just walk, like, backwards, and then he can't see you.
You got a one.
What's your species?
To hide.
I'm a high elf.
All you have to do is just, like, so stand, it wouldn't be like, two 5 feet back, and he can't see you.
Well, he says he's going to roll for stealth. So, Jaden.
No, high elves
are fine. I'd say as you try to back up, you trip, like, on the current, and you fall back into the water, and, like, a loud splashing noise happens. Jacob, as you're standing in front of the arrow slope, the goblins can go... And just it's gotta like grumble a little bit as he grabs his arrow and looks around and he sees you.
You're a goblin, right?
Yeah, it's a goblin. Yeah. Goblin mode.
Anyway, I'm standing in the water, by the way. I'm just like.
Yeah, you smell like poo poo now.
I'm gonna say like, no, don't shoot or something in goblin. Something.
Hi, why not? Run, he's gonna run away.
I sit on top of whoever just fell in the water.
Jaden.
I lay on you.
Why?
To keep him underwater.
I want to drink the dirty water.
You never know.
So I say don't shoot, and then he asks why, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm one of you. I forgot.
He's gonna roll for charisma.
Yeah. I thought we picked that
up
tonight.
Yeah, roll persuasion, actually.
Well, okay, so.
Because you're asking, you're not.
What one would I roll?
Suck my pee pee.
D20. 10.
Charisma's more like you asking someone to suck.
Plus three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I said, so yeah, he's not going to shoot. He's going to go. He's going to draw back his bow and say, don't shoot. Go. Draws back. Oh, okay. Why not?
Oh, no, I got distracted because Jaden said something.
Okay.
And Ezra, who broke his phone, cannot get in contact.
He's supposed to be. He didn't break his phone. We gotta call Ezra out on it. For his sheer stupidity.
What would be a good excuse? Does he have one of those tattoos on him? Because if he doesn't, I could just say I'm here to replace your shift or something.
Yeah, he's got one of the he's got a little tattoo on his shoulder.
Well, like if you're wearing something, you wouldn't really know.
He's just wearing like a tunic.
Oh,
my dad figured no one would show up, and that we wouldn't get up.
Just say you're here to replace
the
shift. That's actually a pretty good plan.
Yeah.
I can't even hear Peyton.
Yeah, I'm gonna replace him for a shift. I'm taking over a shift.
Ah, okay. So, but how are you supposed to get in there?
I watch where he walks out, then I go meet him.
You're only looking at through the arrow slope. There's a door to his right, but...
Yeah. If he'll go out that door, then I'll kind of know which direction to head.
Definitely go through.
Okay, so he's like right. He's so you know, like that like pole in the center where it's split. He's like right across from that. So he's just gonna go through this door to his back.
Okay.
The opposite way. Your boys are.
Well, now he's gonna be like, oh, that's. Can I go now?
Yeah, sure.
I want to knock on the door.
Yep. How hard of a knock
I'm
is
just
that?
Gonna do like a double knock, like you're just knocking.
No, while
on
he's
something.
Doing this, can I say please don't? Can we be stealthy?
While
he's doing it? No, like while he's going back like to the motion of
okay.
The knocking.
So yeah, I'll see. You're gonna say that, what are you gonna do, Peyton?
I have a plan. Go with it. And then I just knock on the door.
Yeah. So you knock a few times.
I'm just gonna shake my head and look down.
Nothing happens.
I knock again. But like a little bit louder this time. Like
a few bang. Resonating knocks happen, but nothing happens.
And then I'm gonna tell him we should go in the room.
And then I just open the door.
Okay. And I follow.
And then I say hello.
Yeah, I'm gonna let them go now.
And then I
so what do you guys do?
Well, I'm currently still like drowning, right?
No, you're not drowning. You're just like
he's on top of me though.
So you're just in the water. Head you're like slightly above, but
you're in the poo poo water.
Oh my god. I lose, or you get the best thing you fell.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Are you guys already out of Oreo cookies?
No, the way over there, the way
pass
right
some.
Of the thing.
I got off-brand Oreo
cookies.
Give the man some cookies.
Stop moaning, you.
Good God, be quiet.
Taking regular white boys.
Big laughs.
Some. I know, that's why I'm angered.
I'm needing any chocolate ones.
I need chocolate ones.
Okay.
Let's see.
Alright, so what's gonna happen?
God, I'm trying to think. I'm a medium character, so I can't do that. What's this character's mini-man?
Just get out, just stand up.
Oh, no, I know. I'm gonna stand up, like.
I want to do a, like, just a kickflip as I stand up, so I can, like, do.
What size is the gnome?
Small. Gotta kick the gnome.
Can I throw the gnome through the arrow slit?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm a gnome.
You're a gnome.
The arrow slit is like only like 1 inch wide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Break the wall.
No, how do you think you're supposed to do that?
There's the only other path we can go the way pick one, right?
No, actually.
No?
Can I go try to find where the goblin went? Am I able to
I'll go down the other. I'll go down the path that Peyton did not go.
Okay, so you just want to go further down the sewer?
Yeah. I have night vision, so it's okay.
Okay, so Jin.
I don't know.
As you walk down the same direction as Peyton went, but it keeps going farther. There's a narrow passage to your right.
Yeah.
Stop it! Oh my god, you're such an idiot.
You're right.
Just chill, bro.
How? Drink some water.
Alright, so who's going right now?
Jane's doing something right now.
I'll pull up my staff, because like it's my magical focus thing. I don't know what it's supposed to do, but I have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go down the hallway with my arm out like this, the staff kind of sideways, in case I need to cast something really quickly.
Okay. So, as you go all the way down, there's a... Yeah, there's a few tables and some stairs. Oh, okay. And also, as you go in, there's a guy who stands in front of you. And he just says, go away. He's a small person. And he's got, like, hair growing out and, like, he's random, like, scattered across his face.
Well, would I be correct to assume this is a dwarf? No?
Right. Just a short human.
A
dwarf.
Oh, my last two crackers. Well, whatever. He tells me to go away, right?
He's a knife, yeah. This is my house.
What? I'll ask him, why is there a goblin lookout watching the start of the area? Because, like, okay. So?
He's eating.
Anyway. So there's a... Okay, when we get into the dungeon, there's a long hallway. Can you not? There's a long hallway, right? And at the end of it, there's a little goblin archer thing that just goes, shoots people, right?
Arrow slit, two of them, yeah.
But I went like, this way, right? So yeah, in order to get into his house, I would have been in view of the goblin, right?
No.
No?
No. It's like 40 feet down low, the sewage area.
I might ask him why he chooses this of all places to live.
I'm just here to defend the place above. It's a cellar, and we don't know how to shut off this area yet. Go away.
I could probably help with that.
What do you mean?
How big of an area do you want closed?
We don't really want it closed, we just don't want people coming through it.
You guys have it. Wait. Why? Wait, where am I now? Am I still by the slip?
I'm gonna finish this encounter with you real quick.
I wanna ask him who's been coming through and if it's the Xanathar guild.
I don't know anything about guilds. Sometimes goblins show up, but I scare them away. Go away.
If you wish, I could deal with your goblin problem.
I don't know. Those guys look pretty strong in there.
Oh, don't worry about it. I got a crew of my own if you need.
Well, you don't take your crew down here. Go away! And with that, he's gonna start pushing you.
No.
I'm gonna let him do a thing.
Don't come back, he'll say. He'll, like, throw a pebble in your direction. It's not gonna hit you, but... Okay, so you're gonna come out of this.
Stop, who's crunching the water bottle?
I don't know.
Lyle.
Anyway, so.
Everything you throw over there, you have to pick up and throw away, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's check up. What are you doing?
15 minutes in.
Kind of thing, so I just did the whole thing with the goblin.
Yeah. That's fair.
Discord.
Distraction, but, so Jaden just went down that hole, so there's no other ways to go that separate? They've explored all the options?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Oh, can I stand up off Jaden?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I got pushed off a long time ago.
Yeah, you got pushed off.
You're a small boy.
You're a gnome, and you've just all been gnomed.
So, as I walk into the room, I say...
he's still doing stuff. Yeah, just let him do his thing. You guys are all going in, like, your own direction right now, so...
So, is there a goblin in the other hole?
How much time is the episode at, Jaden?
50.
Okay. Which we get ending it. So...
In the arrow... In the other... You said there's two arrows
left. Yeah, the other goblin's still sleeping.
We have done jack shit in 50 minutes.
You guys found the place you're trying to get to.
Yeah, but, like...
Hey, that's no help to you. You spent, like, 20 minutes looking around in the area and nothing in it.
I know.
Anyway, so I think we'll end the episode and then we'll... So, yeah, we're gonna end the episode right now, and then we'll come back to them trying to figure out what the heck they're gonna be doing in this, what seems to be a hideout.
Oh god, we need a title for this.
I don't know, actually, it's episode 4.
The thing's still going, guys.
We know, we're discussing.
Yeah. Sewer situation.
Not bad, actually.
I'm okay with that, end of the episode, follow us on Twitter. I don't know if I'm gonna link it. I don't know how to link it.
Just it's,
join the Discord
at Send Help No Homo or the One Davian Wizard Gang.
What?
Hey, that was initially my tag, and I just rebranded my own Twitter.
Alright then.
Join the Discord in the description.
That is in the description somewhere, I think.
It is. Yeah.
I don't know this stuff, man.
Like.
Yeah, we're good.
Give us likes.
You can't even you can't like him on anything. It's a podcast. Anyway, let's
go to Anchor and clap.
Clap cheek.
Find us on other platforms as well.
Okay.
And you almost said the N-word like 3 times, dude.
I know.
You need to stop being racist, you Alabama born.
Like, Nick.
Sweet home Alabama.